Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Plans Change, Informal Pre-Employment Class by Amanda Nelson. The van was late. I was anxious and I was starting to snack on my favourite taco chips and Dr. Pepper. Additionally, I was still upset. I decided to call a friend in England for a chat whilst waiting. We chatted up a storm until the van came. The ride to school was uneventful and I was only 30 minutes late. When I got there, I put my lunch away and walked into the conference room. I was eager to get started with my orientation and mobility lesson. As it turned out, my teacher had to cancel my lesson, which was a huge pity. However, instead of going home, I asked the instructor if it was okay to stay for the pre-employment lesson. Today's lesson was on resumes, or CVs. The first type of resume we covered was functional and how we should use quantity and qualitative examples. We looked at a few resumes and discussed why they were good examples. Once the topic was discussed, we went on to a functional disability statement. I must admit I have a disability statement, however, it never covered such topics as what my vision is like and what I can see, how I can complete tasks in my daily life such as getting around, cooking and using the computer, and enabling the employer to ask any other questions they may have by opening the conversation yourself. By that time, I brought up the issue of employers not believing that my eye condition is rail or the fact that I'm either drunk or on drugs. My teacher is right when he says you have to have a thick skin, and sometimes people are just plain ignorant. He's right. When I get those kind of interviews, just move on. It only takes one yes out of the hundreds of no's that I have received to achieve success. Accessibility and the Americans with Disabilities Act, or the ADA, was our next topic. It's hard for me to believe that someone in human resources would have knowledge about the ADA. That led us onto the topic of being able to sell yourself with your assets such as keyboarding skills, how your personal technology works, etc. The last thing we covered was the format of a chronological resume and some basic interview questions. On the way home, beneath all of the anger I felt about my job-seeking journey, I thought about a story that my teacher had told about a relative that had come to visit. This relative met one of my teacher's friends who was blind, and he got to learn the impact that my teacher had had on this blind friend as a teacher. He gave the man the gift of independence by teaching him. I myself want to be as independent as possible. However, first I must figure out what that means to me. Getting Used to My New Cane and Tip by Amanda Nelson. Great, you brought your new cane. Let me go and get your pencil tip. I'll be back in a minute, my orientation and mobility instructor said as I sat there eagerly waiting for my lesson to start. Once she returned with the pencil tip, I decided against it. That was because I am a medium traveller and I need more tactile information. Because I did not like the marshmallow tip, and because Ambutech does not provide the type of tip I am currently using, my teacher introduced me to a tip called ceramic. It's small and has a rubber band around part of it. With this tip, I get excellent audio and tactile information. Because I needed to get used to my new cane and tip, another classmate and I went outside to walk in the grass. And for me, I do not like to walk in the grass because sometimes my tip gets stuck. Once we were done with that, my teacher, classmate and I headed for the mall. Now the mall has laminate floors which made it hard to sweep my cane. My teacher noticed that my arch was too wide and had to correct me. Another thing I had to get used to with my new cane. It's like trying on a new pair of boots. You have to break them in. During my time at the mall, we came across some stairs. We worked on how to go up and down. I learned to descend. I can sweep my cane for feedback before going down. To ascend the stairs, you are to bump your cane against the front of each step and then step up. After your lesson, we got a snack and headed back to the centre for lunch. It was nice to relax and give my wrist a break. Once lunch was over, my teacher, another classmate and I went back to the mall. This time the walk was smoother. I'm sure in a few weeks I'll be adjusted to my new cane and tip. The only thing left is to name my cane, just for a joke. I shall call him Paddington Freedom. Final Echo Dot Lesson by Amanda Nelson. This week was an exciting week for me. I am now a proud graduate of the first ever Echo Dot training class. For our final class, my teacher had me disable and then re-enable his Echo Dot. This will help me once I get my own Echo Dot next week. Setting it up was simple. I only had to follow the setup menu via the app. During the setup process, I watched a short tutorial video which included information on the different skills and features, such as playing music via Bluetooth, or using Google Calendar, etc. The last thing we did was allow me to explore the different skills. Some of the skills I chose for my Echo included weather, flashlight, TED Talks, sleep and relaxation sounds, CNN, and meow meow. What skills do you use for your Echo Dot if you own one? Tell me in the comments below. I'm eager to receive my device, customise it, and start using it.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.